Let's just turn to Colossians chapter 1. We'll read it together. Verse 15. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is also the head of the body, the church. And he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to a first place in everything. For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him, and through him to reconcile all things to himself, having made peace through the blood of his cross. Through him, I say, whether things on earth or things in heaven, and although you were formerly alienated and hostile in mind, engaged in evil deeds, yet he has now reconciled you in his fleshly body through death, in order to present you before him holy and blameless and beyond reproach, if indeed you continue in the faith, firmly established and steadfast, and not moved away from the hope of the gospel that you have heard, which was proclaimed, listen to this bit, which was proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, was made a minister. Wow, look at verse 23. It's been proclaimed in that day over all the world. I don't know whether that means the Roman world, but boy. I must admit, I think just even studying this has really, really humbled me. And I just want to bring out just for a few minutes some of the things about Jesus. It's all about him. Our calendar evolves around him. We look at Easter, we look at Christmas, we look at books and music. And it's what Jesus says about himself. It's what other faiths say about Jesus. And at one time, Paul didn't like Jesus. And then Paul got saved, and then he ends up in a jail. So he's got no kind of get-out card, get-out-of-jail. He's suffered so much. So why is he writing this? He's not writing for self-pity. He's writing because he's proclaiming and talking about the greatness of Jesus. And this is what I love about him. He doesn't just keep talking about his testimony, but he is growing all the time. And he's got a real, real hunger for Jesus. Look at that first bit. He says, he is the image of the invisible God. So in other words, he is like the stamp of God. God is revealed in Jesus. The image means a likeness and a reflection of. So this is when you remember Philip, and Philip said to Jesus, show us the Father. And then Jesus says, have I been so long with you and still you don't know me? And what Jesus is saying right throughout his ministry, you want to see the Father, then look at me. Because I am revealing the Father. He talked about the glory with the Father that he had with him from the beginning. So Jesus' love, Jesus' mercy, Jesus' forgiveness. It was the Father's forgiveness, the Father's mercy, the Father's love. And you'll find that in John chapter 1, verses 14 and verse 18. Jesus is God's revelation of himself. And then it talks about the firstborn of all creation. Let's just have a little look at that. I don't want to go into too much detail regarding this. But he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on the earth. It's really talking about first position. I ain't really got time to go into all this and what it actually means regarding the firstborn. But it's really talking about he's the firstborn from among the dead, never to die again. He's the firstborn of all creation. Our starting point is Jesus, and it's in him. He is the firstborn of all creation. Let's just keep going. Jesus is the ruler of all creation. Verse 16, for by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on the earth. He's the designer, for by him and for him, visible and invisible, seen and unseen. I just want to just mention a few things regarding what's seen. The comets, the things that we kind of see through the Hubble telescope, vapor trails that are 10,000 miles long. It's just unbelievable when we think about what he created right in the beginning, what is going off, what we see, what we can see on a night regarding the heavens. Saturn, for instance, 500,000 miles regarding the circumference, but these rings are 12 inch thick. Wow. It's just absolutely incredible. A single human chromosome has 20 billion bits of information. All the things that we see. David Malcolm's emails. Anybody get these? You can get them nearly every day. They've always got pictures on of the beauty of around Shetland. And it talks about he is the ruler. He is the creator. Holiday pictures. Holiday destinations where we're going to be blown away by what we see. I think even looking at the way that we are, our bodies, we're absolutely incredible. And so it kind of, I did a little bit of homework on this. Just turn, if you would please, to Isaiah 40 and verse 12. Isaiah 40 and verse 12. I just want us to somehow even just get a little bit of a greater image of the size of who Jesus really is. Because he was there right in the beginning. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things. Listen to this. Who has measured the waters in the hollow of his hand and marked off the heavens by the span and calculated the dust of the earth by the measure and weighed the mountains in a balance and the hills in a pair of scales? Who has directed the spirit of the Lord? So, oh my word, I kind of looked at this. Looking at the description of God, who is spirit, and he reveals himself in Christ. But he says that he can hear, he can see. It speaks of his arm, his eye, his finger, his tenderness, his laughter. It even speaks about God whistling. It says that we are made in the image of God. But Isaiah speaks of God's hand, and in the hollow of his hand, he measures the waters. A liter of seawater weighs just under 1,030 grams. Oceans and the seas cover just about 70% of the Earth's surface. There's a place in the Pacific Ocean where its depth is just over 11,000 meters. It's the deepest point on Earth. And God says that he's got all this in the hollow of his hand. Just a description of who God is. He's bigger than all this. And in John chapter 20, it talks about the believers, you and I, Christians, who are in the palm of his hand. We're right in the center of his hand. God has got big, strong hands. And then it speaks about measuring the heavens between thumb and little finger. This is God stretching out the heavens. Think about the galaxies, the planets, the solar systems, the billions of stars, galaxies that are 60,000 light years across. Let me just tell you what a light year is. It's the distance that light can travel in 1 year, which is about 9 million kilometers. Not forgetting the mountains and the hills, Ben Nevis, Matterhorn, Table Mountain, Everest. God has scales and he weighs all this on his scales. Powerful men come and go throughout all the world, through different eras and time. And God said he just classes them as like a drop of water. And at other times he says, I class them as like the dust on a scale. Just one speck of dust. So again, it's just trying to picture the size of who God is. Listen to this. I love this kind of stuff. An oyster lays 60 million eggs per year. A mushroom drops 4 million spores per hour. Eventually, as it keeps going, it will drop 16 million spores. A limpet. Have you ever tried getting limpets off a rock? Listen to this. it has a force of 60 pounds per square inch that is required to pull it from a rock. You know, it's not just a suction, but inside it's got like a little saw. It's like a chainsaw. And it kind of goes around like this and it feeds off the rock. And the strength even of a limpet, this is how someone described its strength. It's like trying to break a piece of spaghetti with 3,000 bags of sugar hanging from it. That's how it was kind of described. And just recently, these scientists have done all these kind of, they've been exploring the limpet. And its teeth inside, as it goes round, it's like a power saw. Is when the tide comes in, this limpet leaves its place. It's got a little hole in a rock where it kind of puts its teeth. And it goes around in its feet, and it's called the bulldozer of the sea. And as the tide's going in, it kind of comes back, and it settles right back in its place, and then it puts its teeth right into that same place. And this is what the scientists have just discovered. The teeth are the strongest biological material now known to man, just from a limpet. It's like, what? Goodness me. And it says here, for by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on the earth. So all the things that are seen. Then you're looking at things that are unseen. Emotions, angels, demons. Demons petrified of him. The supernatural, the spiritual world that we can't see. And he rules over it. He created it all. And whatever he has made belongs to him. I just want you to think again. Hell, when we think about hell and Satan and all that kind of stuff, it was God who created that. He made all that. So let me just read this again. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. And he is before all things. And in him, all things hold together. Wow. Verse 17 speaks in about Jesus being eternal. He has no beginning. He has no end. It just goes on and on and on. And I'm really conscious about time. So I think we're just going to stop right there. Even just them few verses that we've just read in Colossians, he is the image of the invisible God. Without him, nothing that's been made. He's just, wow. Thrones, dominions, demons, angels, hell. Everything has been made by him. And everything has been made for him. And that's you and I. Wow. I want to encourage you when you get home is just to read through Colossians chapter 1. Just them verses from verse 15. And just absorb that. Honest, I guarantee you will be just sat there in awe of who Jesus is. And this is what Paul is doing. He's kind of painting a picture, trying to explain the greatness of who he is.